Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, Sarah Louise Lazarus, Senior Faculty and BFA Coordinator for Circle in the Square Theater School and Eckerd College. Thanks so much for joining us, Sarah.
Hi, thank you, Tim. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we always like to get to know the person before the program, so I would like to hear all about Sarah Louise Lazarus and your career and the series of events that led you up to your time at Circle in the Square Theater School.
Okay. Well, I think that I was somebody who was destined for music and theater from the womb, because my dad was a dentist, but he played the piano, and he played in any key you asked him to play in. He was always the person at the party. If there were 10 pianists, everybody said, "Larry, get up." And he was self-taught, actually. But he used to come home from the office and just sit down at our little baby grand and play and play and play. So I must have been even hearing music, you know, from the womb, literally on. And as soon as I could sit at the piano with him, I did when as a child, and I would sing along with him. He played all the popular songs of the day and Broadway music. And I grew up in Brooklyn, so I actually got to go to Broadway shows. And by four, I was doing Sarah Presents, where I did a whole little show from my a captive audience of my grandmother and aunts and anybody else we could rope in. And so I sort of was hooked from the start. And then I actually did an off-Broadway show, Unfinished Business, when I was in New York City, up by Columbia in my senior year of high school, the musical review. And then went off to Northwestern University and did my college training there and came right back to New York and started working. And within a year, I had my equity card. I was working at all kinds of great places, Goodspeed Opera House, Allenbury Playhouse. And then I wound up doing Nanette in the national tour of No, No, Nanette with Helen Gallagher, who had done her major Tony Award-winning turn on Broadway. And I was a career Hava in Fiddler on the Roof. I did it all over the place, but especially with Theo Bakel. And the original Golda, Maria Karnilova, who was amazing. And finally, I played young Sally in Follies, in Stephen Sondheim's Follies, both on the national tour and with more stars above the title than I can even name. And then in the off-Broadway revival at the old Equity Library Theater, which was just this beautiful little theater that gave all kinds of opportunities to actors to do countless different shows. And I did three shows there, but the last of them was Young Sally in Follies. And Sondheim came, Prince came. I have I still have the telegram that Sondheim and Prince sent us, which just said, "Thanks for matching our love of Follies with yours." And so I just had this great, great, happy working career as an actress. But something started to happen. And I, you know, as I grew up and as I grew up in the theater, you know, and in performing and in doing all these shows, suddenly I'd be looking at my directors and thinking, I think I would do that moment differently. I think I can see something in this for this actor that they're not catching. And then cast members that I'd worked with were coming to me and saying, Sarah, can you work with me on this monologue for an audition? Can you coach me on this song for something coming up? And so it was just sort of coming on me. And I put a bunch of those folks together in a class. And then I had worked up at Theater by the Sea, the Equity Company in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I did three shows for them. And one of the directors there Alfred Gingell, became a really good friend of mine. And one day I got a call and he said, Sarah, I'm about to fire. I have a show coming up. It's Earnest in Love, the musical version of The Importance of Being Earnest. And I'm about to fire my director because I haven't heard from him. And it's 2 weeks up to the show and he's not responding to my calls and my texts and actually it wasn't text back then, but you know, all my phone calls. And he said, so I want you to direct this. And I sat back and I said, Alfred, I've never directed. And he said, that's okay. He said, I know from knowing you that you have what it is in you to be a director. And I will teach you everything else that you need to know. And so I went up to the Hangar Theater in Ithaca. Jimmy Smits, the TV and film actor, was in the cast. He was an MFA student at Cornell at the time. And I had a pit in my stomach the entire time. And I've since seen the video, and there were flashes of brilliance amongst all kinds of stupid things that I did because I just didn't know. But I was, even though I had this pit in my stomach the whole time of nerves, I felt like I'd come home because I guess there were all kinds of sides of me that I hadn't been able to use as an actress. And suddenly I could use that visual sense that I seemed to have a really good idea about, and my bossiness and you know, just basically my vision, and I couldn't do any of that as an actress. And then, as I say, these classes that I was teaching took off, partly because I then was studying musical theater performance with a man named David Craig, who was the foremost musical theater teacher in the country. And he had moved out to California because he'd had a series of heart attacks. And Hal Prince and Joanna Merlin, his casting director, and Stephen Sondheim all said, nobody knows how to audition in New York. We need you back. And so I was part of the first group that worked with him after he came back to New York. And I became his protege, basically. You know, I seemed... Everything he said made so much sense to me. And so he would always go back to LA, and I started a group of people to keep the technique going while he was gone. And then he came back for like the fourth time or something. And when he left, he said, somebody asked him, you know, who do you want to, Who should we study with in New York? And he said, I have no idea, but I know you've been having some of these groups, Bobo and Bobo Lewis, who was a character actress, a very on Broadway, worked all the time, and who had been in my group, said, well, I'd only do one if Sarah let it. So all of a sudden I had the class coming to me and saying, will you teach us? So I had my own classes that I sort of started with friends and colleagues that were in my shows, and then off and running. So that's how organically I got into directing and teaching.
Wow, that's a story. I was right with you there. That was very great. Cool. So tell me then, you are now at Circle in the Square Theater School. How did that?
Well, that came to pass because I had these incredibly successful musical theater classes for Broadway actors. Companies of Cats and Les Mis and Phantom all were coming to me to work on what they were going to on their auditions for what their next projects were going to be. They wanted to go out and audition for their next shows. And so I had this, as I say, immensely successful series of classes with my brilliant friend, Alex Rybeck, who is a marvelous musical director in the city, who's, you know, works with Liz Callaway and Faith Prince and all these wonderful people. And we're still best of friends. But anyway, you know, I basically was, you know, working. And Bill Reed, who was a voice teacher, very popular voice teacher in town, worked at Circle. And so they were starting a musical theater track, this wonderful acting school that had been home to Philip Seymour Hoffman and Kevin Bacon and Idina Menzel. And suddenly they were really starting. And she was actually there when they didn't have a musical theater department, although they did teach some musical theater. And so they brought me in. And that was thanks to Bill Reed suggesting to Colin O'Leary, our director, that he hire me. And at the time, I had a one-year-old son. And I wanted to spend more time with him. And I was directing all over the country. And I had won MAC Awards and Bistro Awards and Broadway World Awards for my work in Cabaret in New York, for my direction. And, but that was also still taking me out a lot of evenings. And by the time my son was one and really connecting, I wanted to be home with him and my husband. And so this seemed like a great opportunity for a couple of years for me just, you know, to help develop this program at Circle and hand it off and move on back to my directing when my son was in school and old enough for me to be out more. And I'm still there. And this is 23 years later. And it's because of Circle. It's because of the extraordinary training there and the exhilaration of seeing where people come in, where actors come in, and who they wind up as at the end of 2 years. Mm-hmm. And just that fulfillment, and then getting to turn on my TV and see them. Oh my God, there's Zach on Bull, and there is Jeanette on Better Call Saul. You know, it's that kind of thing. And then going to Broadway shows and seeing Michael Wartella in Wicked and Tucker, and originating roles in Tuck Everlasting and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Eric William Morris doing the lead in King Kong, and Christian Dante White singing on the street where you live at Lincoln Center and getting this 3-minute ovation. The exhilaration from that, from working with these people and inspiring them, and, you know, to go out and really do what they love to do and be successful at it, has kept me here, basically.
Yeah. I mean, 23 years ago, back at the turn of the century, when I was in New York too, and when you were just getting started there, that's when I was going to New York to start my college experience and training in the arts. And Circle in the Square at that time only offered a non-degree 2-year training program. And now that's changed. And that's what we're here to talk about today and learn more about, is Circle in the Square now is able to award a BFA in musical theater
and theater. Because remember that Circle at its heart is an acting school, and that's
correct.
That permeates everything we do. But yes.
So before we break those degrees down, tell us a little bit how that works, sort of in an overview level, where students are taking classes at Circle in the Square in New York City and at Eckerd College on the west coast of Florida.
Okay. So, well, let me just start by saying that this is my baby, because my son went to Eckerd College. And that little baby 23 years ago, you know, attended Eckerd. And the first day of orientation, they had the all the the faculty and administration was there with a group of parents in this huge room having brunch. And they said, you know, by the way, we do offer internships to your students and such. And I thought, internships? We offer internships at Circle. I should let them know about that. And so I found somebody with a badge and mentioned it to him. And he said, oh, you should talk to our theater department. And so I had a conversation with Jessica Thone and Ed Eckert. And we sat outside of their Starbucks, you know, and it was beautiful and sunny, and it's as it tends to be down there. And I mentioned a whole bunch of ways that we could get together and work together. And at the very end, as we were leaving, I said, you know, by the way, we've been looking for a school to affiliate with to offer a BFA. And her eyes just went ping, you know. They lit up, and 3 years later, we had established this BFA. I was flying back up and down to Florida, helping them work on the articulation agreement. And so that's how it all came about. But what we have come up with and what we are now doing is that people in general, students tend to spend 2 years at Eckerd and 2 years at Circle. And then their time at Eckerd is spent, you know, in this gorgeous setting on an inlet off Tampa Bay with a lake in the middle of campus, doing all their general education requirements, fulfilling all of them, and then also, operating, you know, as students and theater department majors with this lovely little theater department they have there. And then they come to Circle and suddenly are in New York with New York as a campus and getting this intense training. And we have our first group of students. We're only a three-year-old program. And so we have our first group of students at Circle right now from the BFAs that have joined in with our regular 2-year certificate program and people that are in that.
Mm-hmm. So is it that students start at Eckerd and then go to Circle? What is the progression? I'm going to start my freshman year in this program.
Progression from in my mind is that they start at Eckerd because they're young and they want, you know, the great thing about this program is you get the best of both worlds. So they get to have their college experience, which in many BFA programs you don't get to do. You know, you're so busy in the theater department and just taking, you know, general ed classes here and there. But here they actually get to focus on their studies in this beautiful college environment, very friendly environment, very supportive environment. And then when they're more mature and ready to come to New York, they come up as a group and they can house together and know one another, even though they're, but we do separate them out basically so they'll really assimilate into the new first year class. And then at the end of 2 years, they get a certificate from Circle and a BFA in either theater acting or a musical theater and, you know, in acting. However,
when they're at Eckerd,
can I jump on one thing?
Years.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
We also do offer them the opportunity to start at Circle. And that certainly is a possibility. For that, and usually that's for when we do have a couple of people that who have done that. And what the reason for them to do that is basically that they really want after 2 years to go and audition. And then they will always have the opportunity to pick up at Circle whenever they realize, oh, I really do want a BFA. I really do want a degree. So we have several people that are doing that right now. that we enrolled through the BFA program, but just chose to start at Circle and then head out into the world for a while, or just head down to Circle next, down to Eckerd next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is it that the theater classes and the gen ed classes are sort of siloed in you're taking gen ed at Eckerd and theater your second 2 years at Circle, or are they taking some theater classes while at Eckerd and they're taking some gen eds?
Okay.
While
they take no gen eds at Circle. The great thing about that is they can put 100% of their focus on their work as actors and becoming the greatest actors and artists that they can be. So no biology test the next day, no English paper that's due in a week. It's just theater. And you have to want just theater, or TV or film, because we do now have acting for film and we do have directing classes and playwriting classes that we offer at Circle as well. But in Eckerd, they have a lovely theater department, and a lot of they've worked it out so that a lot of their gen ed classes can have sort of a theater focus. You know, they'll be getting credits for acting, for Shakespeare, for directing, for doing tech subjects, and actually there they have a phenomenal technical theater and costume and design program. So they can be part of that. And there's still space for them, for students to, you know, to do courses that they outside of theater that they really want to do.
Yeah, that was going to be my other question. Since they're only at Eckerd for the 2 years, is it possible to minor in something outside of the BFA theater or musical theater program?
It's possible. My suggestion would be that if you want to minor in something, you spend the summer before you started Eckerd in some college program where you are taking college classes, general education courses, so you can get a few of them out of the way and then divert into, you'd have enough credentials and maybe even between the 2 years so that you still can graduate and have a minor. I mean, I don't know of anybody who's done that so far, although people have certainly been taking classes at Eckerd in all kinds of other subjects aside from theater. But basically, you know, it is a possibility. You have to want it. And want to be able and want to take extra classes to get there.
So let's talk about performance opportunities, starting, assuming that they're starting at Eckerd and then going to Circle in the Square. Talk about sort of the progression of performance opportunities, starting with freshman year all the way through.
At freshman year at Eckerd, they can audition for anything that's there. They have 2 to 3 faculty directed shows in their major Binninger Theater. And then they also do a number of student-initiated and directed or produced shows in their studio theater. And actually, my first year, they got so excited about an idea that was presented to them by a student who had actually done our Circle summer session. And she came back so thrilled about theater and musical theater that she proposed doing Heathers. And they got so excited, they made it a main stage production and just had one of the faculty as her faculty advisor while she directed it. So yes, there are opportunities for all kinds of creativity in that way. Picking another student that's at Circle now wanted to do Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And they did it, and he got to do it, and it was. He said it was one of the most profound, exciting experiences, life altering, of his life. They also, so they do a number of shows. They also have an interesting program that I really wasn't even that aware of. It's called the Climate Change Theater Action. And they get 5-minute plays from playwrights all over the world that are focused somehow on the environment, somehow on climate and the world and the future. And they get to do these 5-minute plays and be cast in them. And we found that our BFAs, just because they're so focused on theater, always seem to get the leads. You know, they always seem to be cast a lot. They will work as much as they want to at Eckerd, you know, and in as many shows that they feel they have the time for. There's also an improv group, Another Man's Trash, that is very popular and that performs all over the St. Pete area. They have open mics there, mic nights at in their cafe and also other venues that they have there where the students get up and just sing a song or do a monologue. And then outside of Eckerd, there are, well, St. Pete is this just incredible cultural town. I'm in love with St. Petersburg. If I ever left the New York area, I would move to St. Pete. It is just gorgeous and vital and young. And on Friday nights, music is pouring out of all the restaurants and bars. You know, there's all kinds of different groups that are playing. But they also have two equity theaters. They have any number of community theaters. And some of our BFAs have actually participated with them. And one actually got a job with them after her time at Eckerd. So there's lots of chances for as much theater as you want to do while you're at Eckerd. Oh, and one other thing, wonderful thing that we do is we discovered, you know, we're still evolving the program because it's our third year. And our first year, we realized that it would be vital for them, and we instituted this in the middle of the year, for them to actually work with our Circle Voice teachers. And so each student is assigned a teacher, and they work with them virtually, which means that when they come to Circle, they don't have to change techniques or anything. They have the same voice teacher for 4 years. And then there are dance classes there. You know, we've basically been creating a situation where they still have lots of theater while they're doing their gen eds, while they're enjoying this campus where they can do their reading on the beach in a hammock. You know, they have their own beach, they have their own sailboats. It's in a remarkable place. And it's a really good educational institution. It's really high standards.
So after they pack up their hammocks and sailboats and head to New York City, what does that more intense theater training program look? What types of classes are they taking? How do those 2 years at Circle play out?
Well, they come in with this whole class that we've enrolled for just the Circle 2-year program, and they have thus far assimilated brilliantly. They've made great friends, and they'll be taking, well, if they're musical theater students, they'll be studying musical performance. They'll be doing musical scene study. Even the first year, they'll be having their voice lessons. They have music theory lessons both years. They will do dance classes. Everybody, Circle is essentially an acting school that creates thorough, complete theater artists. And so the actors take musical theater classes and take theory and take, their second year they take musical performance, but they're working with their voice teachers the first year. They participate in two dance classes a week, both actors and musical theater students. And there's an advanced acting advanced dance class that meets super early in the morning, but that meets a number of times. I think it's 4 times a week. And so they, and there are a lot of actors that are actually have been chosen. They have to audition for that. And there are a number of actors that have been chosen for that class and get to participate in that as well. And I forget your, oh, and what else and did at, they do there? I guess that was the other question that you were going to say. Yes. So the cool thing, as I say, is that just as the actors take all these musical classes and dance classes, the musical theater department takes almost all the acting classes that the actors do. And so that's scene study technique, Alexander technique, this beautiful physical technique that we teach, speaking voice, speech, physical acting. We've just added a course just because of all that's going on in the world called Broadening the Canon. And it's a class where they study the works of BIPOC and female playwrights. And because we're in New York, we even sometimes get those people to come in and be and participate in those classes and talking about their works. But that's what, so, you know, we have totally embraced this whole new world and basically are trying to allow our students to express themselves and feel accepted for whoever they are in our program. And so we have a number of BIPOC students and a number of, we this year have a trans student. Because we just, talent is talent, you know, and we want to support people's visions of themselves and visions of who they are in the world and abilities to express themselves in the world as actors and artists.
So as the second year is wrapping up of their training at Circle in the Square, what tools do you give them or experiences do you have for them to help them with that transition into being real life professionals in this industry?
Well, for one thing, we're literally Circle in the Square. We're the only school in the world that's in a Broadway theater. And so that unto itself is exhilarating to walk in those doors. We right now we have K-pop, but we had 3 Tony winning award shows in a row. We had Oklahoma and Once on This Island and Fun Home before that, you know. So it's just thrilling. And we do get to do seminars very often with their directors or some of their actors. But aside from the fact that they're literally in the heart of Times Square and Times Square is their campus, we invite agents and casting people and playwrights and directors to seminars starting their first year. And so they're getting to know people in the business and hear their perspectives from early on. But second year, we launch them. Did you have a question?
I was just saying, like, normally you talk about the end of the year showcase or the end of the 4-year showcase, but it sounds like
the entire time there can be a showcase. And we've had people called in by some of these people for shows and TV and film while they're, you know, just because they met them in one of our seminars. But yeah, at the end of the second year is we spent. First year is very much, you know, inner focused learning techniques, learning tools, just getting a whole skill set. And then which is not to say, and I can tell you about the first year of performance opportunities, but second year, we have a scene showcase for agents and casting people and overall industry, and a musical showcase with songs and musical scenes for agents, casting people, and all industry. We also have been filming those over the last year or two. And so we also can send those showcases for people that can't come actually on the days of our showcase or the times of our showcase. We sent to all these folks so that they can actually still see the work of our students. We also, at the very end, do an incredible dance presentation that is gorgeous, and that everybody, you know, actors and singers and dancers alike participate in. And actually, a lot of the dancers sometimes choreograph, not the dancers, the actors actually sometimes choreograph, and the musical theater people sometimes choreograph the numbers. And they're, you know, under the guidance, of course, of our dance team. And they're fantastic. And then we finally end the year, the second year, with a festival of plays. And that's 2 to 3 plays in addition to a musical. And our seniors have priority in terms of all the roles for that, although very often we'll pull in first years because there are more roles than seniors can fill. So they have this chance to then invite the agents and casting people that they met through the showcases and have them come back and actually see them in a play, acting in a play or in a musical. The other cool thing about Circle is that we're in the city, so we're a home base. Once they go out and audition, we're there, and they can come in and say hi, as long as they have their COVID tests lately. Nobody enters the building, you know, because we're an Equity house, and we have to go by all the Equity rules. But in just, right. If they have a bad audition, we can come in and paste them back together and send them out. If they have a good audition or they get a job, we can celebrate with them. We're there. They have what few people in other programs across the country can have, which is this true home base of support. And we also, ironically, you know, I'd say about, I was on a faculty call last night. We meet together 4 times a year just to talk about, individually talk about every student. And I looked around, and I'd say about 6 or 7 or 8 of the people on the call were former students who are now teaching dance and mask. And Jackie Jacobus, who teaches all kinds of different schools, you know, went to Circle when she was studying. And Jean Slater, our new artistic director from the last 3 years, 2 years, 3 years, I can't even count anymore. I think it's 2 years, is also a Circle grad. So there are opportunities even here. We also have a teaching artist program where we will hire our graduates to go into New York City public schools and teach theater. And then we haven't done it because of the pandemic recently in terms of this next step, but where they used to come back and work on them with some play or some show or some improv theater, improv devised theater, and come back to Circle and do it on the stage, on the Broadway stage. And we do our, whenever possible, we do our scene and song showcases on the stage, on the Broadway stage. So it's kind of, and we teach classes there too sometimes. So they're just in the heart of everything. I'm not enthusiastic about the program at all.
Let's switch gears and talk about the audition and application process now, because I think that's why most students tune into this podcast. My first question that I ask all of our programs is, do you pre-screen? Yes,
we do. Well, we are part of the musical theater common pre-screen, which actually, because I also work at Paper Mill Playhouse, I was part of the team that created the musical theater and that was inspired to create the Musical Theater Common Pre-Screen, because we found that we were having to do 60 different videos for people to apply to schools, as much as 60 different videos, because every school had their own requirements. And we were just saying, this is crazy. So Paper Mill convened all these top schools and came up with the Musical Theater Common Pre-Screen, which has saved the lives of both students and coaches in terms of...
Made my life so much easier.
Yes. I'm so glad to hear that. So anyway, yes. So we do subscribe to the Musical Theater Common Pre-Screen, which we actually used for our monologues. Those directions we actually also suggest to those people applying as actors to the program.
Those theater schools need to get on the bus with the Common Pre-Screen too, because I have some acting students this year that, man, we're 20-some videos. And so listen up, acting schools.
Please come join, because it just makes everyone's lives, including yours, so much easier. And we are also, this year, we're finally using Accepted to funnel our applications, which... I know so many schools didn't we, so we're working with them on that as well. And anybody wanting to apply, certainly for either Circle itself or for the BFA, can email me at slazarus@circlesquare.org or look at our website, circlesquare.org or eckerd.edu.
And once they pass that pre-screen, where do you hold your live auditions?
Okay. Well, we used to hold all our live auditions at Circle, but lately we're a hybrid. You know, for a couple of years there, we were just virtual, which we found was very successful. But now we allow people to audition from all over the country virtually if they choose to. Or they can come to Circle and get a tour and meet us and whatever and audition here. We also are participating this year with the Florida Combined Auditions. And so they can come and audition there. We'll be at the Florida Theater Conference. We also go to the SETCs. Although we're not a unified school, we are always at the New York Unified Auditions, and we have students outside the rooms telling people, come certain to audition for Circle, because it's the most amazing, the BFA is the most amazing unknown BFA in the country. And it's partly because we started during the pandemic and it was sort of hard to get the word out there.
You got a bit of a rough start through no fault of your own. You hit a rough road there right at the beginning because everything shut down. But we hope that this podcast is going to help spread that word a bit too. And I certainly have been singing your praises.
Thank you. So
how many students are you aiming for an incoming class?
Okay. So in terms of the BFA, we will not take more than 12. We really keep it very, we want to keep it very small, especially since this class is coming to Circle to be part of a larger group in our first year class. So I would say we are fairly selective in terms of who we take. The Circle 2-year program, I think right now we have, for first years in the program, which includes the BFAs that have come up this year, I think they're about 35 to 40. So we're a very small school. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of that is that nobody can hide. And so if you want to hide, don't come to Circle. But basically you get incredibly personal attention. We're all on a first name basis and we know one another. You know the teachers and we know you really well. And just so that we can support you and your uniqueness, One of our teachers, who is no longer teaching, he's retired, but his motto was, "This is a journey toward you," and that's one of the things about Circle is, and Eckhart too, which interestingly, because they're very much aligned with us on this, you know, we really want to see the uniqueness of each person and bring that out and celebrate that and have them celebrate that, as opposed to try to fit people into any kind of a type or any kind of a tight cage, you know, or of our expectations. We want to bring out, you know, we certainly give feedback on what's going to work for them best, but, you know, we also want to expand their horizons and their visions of themselves and what's possible for them.
I can't think of a better sentiment to end our discussion today on than that. Sarah, just one more time, give us your email address and the website in case anyone wants any more information.
I am SL Lazarus, Sarah Louise Lazarus, but don't put the Sarah Louise, just the SL Lazarus at circlesquare.org. And our website is circlesquare.org. And Eckhart's is eckhart.edu. And when you get on that, you can just go to the search bar and say, search for BFA in theater. And you will get down. They will put you through to all the information from them about the BFA.
Beautiful. Sarah, I had a really great time learning about this program today. Your passion definitely shines through, and it's just so much fun to talk to you and hear your stories. So we look forward to seeing you at the Florida Combined Auditions.
Yes.
Then I'm sure we'll have you back around here real soon.
That would be absolutely wonderful. Lovely to meet you, too. Okay.
Great to meet you. Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.